music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.
There's a guy in England, and his name's Nathan, but he gets mistaken for another guy called Brad Pitt.
Jeez. Know how it feels.
What?
Yeah. He said that he can't go anywhere without being mistaken for Brad Pitt. I reckon his accent would give it away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he says he goes into shops. Everyone, he nudges people. He's set up his own Facebook page.
Well, he says he doesn't look like Brad Pitt, but then his Instagram page is Brad Pitt _ lookalike.
Make up your mind, bro.
And yeah. I was reading this article, Evie, and he gets a lot of messages on social media every day of chicks trying to crack onto him. And he met his current girlfriend on
that way
Instagram.
Right.
And he says, well, she doesn't have a problem with other women approaching him. Well, that's how he got her. So, interesting stuff. So yeah. He's got hot people's problems, Byron.
Well, we've had this as a phone topic before because, I mean, that is literally, he's so hot, people are mistaking him for Brad Pitt. But that's inconvenient as well, isn't it? It's a hot people problem.
And he says here, Byron, I'm not one of those lads who think that they're good looking. Oh, I think you do. I've had quite a few girlfriends. I've never thought I was one of those men that everyone fancies. Well, I think you do. Yeah. I just want to put a smile on people's faces. I'm happy to do it. Well, yeah. I don't reckon he looks like. I reckon he looks more like Chris Hemsworth.
He is hot though, isn't he? I mean, we'd all agree impartially he's pretty hot.
Do you reckon?
Well, no, I don't.
All right, we'll put him up on our Insta story, Fee Byron.
And then put me up there and we'll do a poll.
That's not what we're going to do. 13, 10,
hot people problem, Fev.
131060. We've done this before. Call us right now and admit, look, if you're hot, you know it. Just own the fact that you're hot. Tell us some of the problems associated with being hot, because the society doesn't seem to sympathise with hot people, and I think we should.
No, they don't.
Well, what
you wouldn't have any problems.
Okay. 131060. Call us now if you're hot. I'm trying to think of some examples.
What's a big thing at the moment? Because Victoria's Secret is a great runway show.
Yeah.
Being cancelled.
Right.
Because people don't like the look of hot people in bikinis.
So Victoria's problem. Secret models have a problem. They're
and there
hot.
Was a study overnight.
They don't have a gig.
Byron, about male.
When did it get cancelled?
Got cancelled last week.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought that they'd just put a transgender model in.
No, it's been cancelled.
So that's done.
And last night there was a survey come out about TV ads that involves hot people.
Right.
Mainly men.
Right.
And the young people did a study and said that they don't like it. Gives them self-esteem problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, they can't even get
cast in commercials
now?
No,
can't get cast in commercials.
Maybe you get wolf whistled at everywhere you go.
Oh,
whatever your problem is, call us, hot people. 131060.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Nathan Meads is a builder in England. He is hot and he has a problem. What is it, Evie?
He looks like Brad Pitt.
He actually does look like
he
Brad Pitt.
He does a bit. Look, you know, if you were drunk or squinty, you could go, that's Brad Pitt there.
He just reckons, Byron, he can't go anywhere. Like, he just goes down the street, goes to the shops, and everyone's nudging, going, oh, my God, there's Brad Pitt.
Oh, my God.
He's just...
It's tough.
I feel for him. Yeah. I feel for
him. We feel for hot people.
Tough
but
life.
As soon as he says, I'll have a packet of pork scratching and a pint of milk.
Yeah, but he could be playing... He could be playing character.
Yeah,
funny, Brad. You're putting on that wacky voice.
Yeah, well done, Brad. What do you want? Hot people problems. Jade from Sydenham. Good morning.
Jade's hot.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Jade?
How are you going?
You have problems, do you, Jade? You hot?
Oh, I do. Like, I'm not saying I'm hot, but I have confidence and people get offended by it. So, like, maybe you could say I'm hot.
Give us an example.
Oh, well, I'm blonde, you know, young.
Hot.
Confident. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but people...
What's so hard about it? What makes it difficult?
Why is it hard? Yeah.
Oh, because people judge me. Like, when they're offended, maybe I'm just, I don't know.
Like,
maybe,
oh, my God, I'm so hot.
No, it's not like that.
Do you have a strut?
Sort of.
I love a strut.
Are people mean to you?
Pardon?
Are people mean to you?
Oh, they can be.
What do they say?
I don't know. They just, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've got confidence and I'm confident in myself. So they just get like offended.
Don't be offended. If you're confident in yourself, that's a good thing.
That's a great message.
I know. It is a great thing. It is a good thing.
No, good stuff. Hot people problems will return.
I have to look in the mirror and go, phew.
Jeez, you're hot.
On. I do. Alex looks at me and goes, no. Fair income happens.
Not on.
Not on.
R&B Fridays.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Check out the lineup.
Wow.
7:30, we made the announcement. Janet Jackson Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more, Saturday, November 9th, Marvel Stadium. Tickets on sale 1 p.m. Monday, August 19th from Ticketmaster. Casey in Healesville's given us a call, and she's just won the first two tickets in Melbourne.
Casey! Woo-hoo! R&B, baby, first two tickets.
On you, Casey.
Who are you excited to see, Case?
Oh, my God, 50 Cent, Jackets, Janet Jackson. Black
Eyed
Peas, everybody!
Jason Derulo!
All there!
Jaquan!
We'll be giving away more tickets, and this is just massive. So just keep in mind that date again. 1 p.m. Monday, August 19th is when tickets go on sale from Ticketmaster. They will be snapped up. This is a massive show. One of the names on the bill is a guy that you will recognize from this smash. Let me see that phone. That's right. Your boy Cisco will be at Marvel Stadium for R&B Fridays Live 2019. Cisco, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. You guys are my new backup singers.
Don't
worry, I can get up there, mate. R&B Fridays, it's the biggest thing to hit Melbourne all year round. We can't wait. Are you excited?
Dude, I wish I was there last year with Usher.
Yes.
Yeah, last year, mate, Fat Man's Group took over, so you got to take, because Fat Man's Group thinks it's his show. So when you come down, you got to make sure you take over.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's a friend of mine, so maybe we can, you know, ride that train together.
Yeah. You can do a duet.
You could push him off the train.
Yeah, when he was here, we love Fat Man, but when he was here, he ended up hosting every radio show. I mean, he really got carried away. Does that sound like typical Fat Man Scoop behavior?
It was a takeover.
Yeah.
See, I can fly, so I just rise above it all.
Good on you.
I wish I could fly.
Hey, Cisco, can I ask, your song, The Thong Song, is a huge, huge song, and I'm sure you got asked this a lot back in when it was like a number one hit in Australia, but like, you know that the thong here is completely different to the thong there.
Yeah, it's from Sandals, right?
It's Sandals. It is.
It's the Sandal song in Australia.
Yeah, and we call a thong a G-string, so it would have been like G-string. It doesn't really go.
I still call a G-string a thong, mate. Just depends how nasty I'm getting.
That's what it's about. See, you got to keep it sexy. It's all about keeping it sexy.
Fev talking about thongs is not sexy.
Wait.
Hey, me and Cisco are going to get up with Fat Man and we're going to talk sexy about thongs. Don't you worry about that.
Hey, Cisco, do you still have blonde hair?
Yeah, my hair is blonde. My hair was platinum, like silver back then. And now it's back to blonde like it was with Drew Hill, my boy band. Apparently, I'm the reason why everybody's hair is bleach blonde if you're not like born blonde.
You're the original.
I think I started that.
Yeah, you started that.
In the new millennium.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, well done. I started the photo bomb, so perfect.
Yeah, so Fev, if you just missed that, he thinks he did the first ever photo bomb.
Like I did.
Fev thinks he invented the photo bomb.
1994.
Do you believe him?
Where was that? I need to know.
I was in Australia. We have a thing called Australian Rules Football. It was a grand final, and I was standing behind, say the quarterback. It was like Tom Brady, and he was holding the cup, the Premiership Cup, and I was behind him in my Mighty Ducks hat doing a photo bomb.
Photo bomb, the original.
That's got Cisco up and about. He's never heard so much crap in his life.
He might be bath in my head. I think he might be right.
There we go. Well, you get to meet Cisco. I mean, you get to perform on stage and you get to meet the man that did the world's first ever photo bomb. You must be so excited to get down here.
That's right. It's all first. It's all first.
You
talking
about number one up in here.
There we go.
Yeah, let's fly together, Cisco.
Cannot Woo! Wait. R&B Fridays Live back with Cisco on the bill. Marble Stadium, Saturday, November 9th. Thanks for making some time for us, Cisco.
Absolutely. November 9th is my birthday. So, Melbourne, let's go.
Look out. And if you've just tuned in, that bill is unbelievable. Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Kerry Hilson, Cisco, Jaquan, Fat Man Scoop is hosting, and apparently another big name artist is still to come. DJ Horizon, who's a local boy. Good to see him on the decks. Yo Mafia and many more. So check it out.
So you're saying there's one more?
Yeah, we're told another big-name artist still to be announced, so there's plenty going on. Tickets on sale, 1 p.m. Monday, August 19th from Ticketmaster. It's R&B Fridays Live 2019. 101.9 The Fox. Wow, here's an opportunity we're giving everybody, every parent, on 131060. I get them iPhones filming. Proud parents keep on bragging.
bragging about your children.
You can do this right now. Often parents bore other people with stories about their kids. This is a unique opportunity. We've done this before on the show. Call us right now if you're a parent and you want to brag about your kid right now, 13 10 60. And it started because Fev would like to do that.
Yeah, it started with the last song. You know, the best things in life, they're kids, but they're not free. They're very expensive.
Okay.
But anyway, my daughter Lulu was playing netball last night, and she's in a super team. All the girls are all in the same club. They're all in the same year level. They play for their school netball team, Furbank, and they play on a Thursday night. And they're really good. Like there's a couple of little guns, but they're all just, they just work so well together and they just complement each other. And like they won 17-1 yes, last night in a game of netball. And it was windy, it was cold, and I was standing there and Lulu played really well. And I did say after her, I don't know where she gets her confidence from, but I said, "You were really good tonight, Lulu." And she goes, "I know. I got so much of the ball." And I was standing next to a lovely lady, I think she might have been a grandma, and granddaughter was playing, and she said, "My God, that wing attack's a really good player." I said, "Oh, it's my daughter." And she just kept getting the ball, and it was that really like proud dad moment. You just get, and I just started bragging. I'm like, "Oh yeah, you know, they train really hard and they work together and all this sort of stuff." And then I got in the car and I rang Schnooksy and I said, "Finally, I've got a kid that's good at sport." This is something to really brag about. Proud parents keep on bragging,
bragging, bragging, bragging, bragging, bragging about your children. And they're just dominating the season, aren't they? They're thrashing everyone.
They're undefeated, but they go on camp next week, so they have to forfeit, so they'll lose a game.
Oh.
So they're all a bit upset about that.
They can lose. They can afford it.
But they can lose. And she said, "Well, Lulu tried to tell me how that's not fair." And I said, "Well, if you don't turn up, you don't win." And she's like, "Oh, good point." But yeah, they're just a really good team. And it's so good to go watch because it's just all little. They're so little. They're like grade four. And they run around the court from the start of the year to right now. They've just got better and better and better because they're working
bragging
as a team.
He's still bragging.
Well, I was really proud. I got her a chocolate bar and none of the other kids got one.
Give us a call
13,
right now.
1060. Yeah, brag.
We'll see how we go. I'm sure, in fact, I can see how we're going. There's lots,
Matt,
of calls.
There's lots of calls. 1019,
The Fox. Let's face it, sometimes you can bore your friends if you're a parent and you're bragging about your children, but we give you an opportunity on air. We say, "Hey, this is an open forum."
I think I bored that lovely lady last night because the quarter goes for 10 minutes and I reckon she said how good they were at the start. And it was quarter time. And that was three quarter time and I was still going.
Still bragging,
like,
about your daughter.
Shut up, mate.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, we've got Christy from Cranbourne. Give us a brag, Christy.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Christy. Maybe I'll press the right button and this will all work really well. Here she is now.
Christy from Cranbourne.
Hey, Fev. How are you?
I'm good. This is your platform. Tell me how good your kids are.
My 9-year-old son played his first AFL season last year and took out the Best and Fairest Award.
There we go.
Well done.
Thank you, Kirsty.
Superstar. He could get drafted. 9 years old, 9 years time.
Pressure on him.
2028, number one draft pick.
Call his dad first.
Yep. Julia from Hampton Park. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning.
Mate, pump up your kid.
Oh, my God. No. Two of them. I've got one traveling the world at the moment. He's a performer. He's a dancer. He's been to 28 countries, jumping on and off cruise ships contracts for the past couple of years. He's only 21, and he's been 28 countries in the last 6 months.
Wow!
And he's not coming home anytime soon.
Right, because he's having a great time. He's on a cruise ship, Jules.
On the Holland-America line, and he's doing the whole Asia cruise next. And
tell us about your 7-year-old.
And the 15-year-old's a singer and dancer in the State School Spectacular. She's been there for 7 years.
Cool.
And
wow.
They suck the talent right out of me, I tell you.
Hey, just quickly, Evie, because I don't want to discriminate, because you believe that your fur babies are your children. Mm. Do either of your two dogs have any wonderful talents that you'd like to brag about now?
They can talk, mate.
To give you that opportunity.
Yeah, they can talk. And
no, that's happening in your head. What
well,
do they
Sissy,
actually?
Sissy is very good at, because, you know, she loves her food like her mum. Mm. She will sit and wait until I say, okay.
So she's obedient.
Yeah.
Wish my kids would sit and wait till I said okay.
Yeah. Tell me how many kids sit and wait. Mine. 1019. The Fox. The Fox. Swiping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on Mavs. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. You have to bring someone that you broke up with. Ooh, I'm going to have to call Brayden.
sex, an awkward text. Text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
Well, there's always a twist with this show. When we run a singles party, it's not just a straight up singles party. And this time the twist is you have to bring your ex along.
Not wow. awkward at all.
Nah. So register right now, fox.com.au. It's going to be a great night. One of the hot acts on the charts right now will be there. We cannot make the announcement yet, but it's going to be an awesome live show, as well as the fact it's just one of our parties. They're always great. Everyone wants to be there.
Yes, they do, Byron.
Tamika has registered at fox.com.au. She is aware of this twist. It's an awkward twist, but she is on the line, guys.
Tamika from Leopold, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Tamika. Well,
first question, Tamika. Do you have an ex?
I do.
Oh, beautiful. And why are you an ex? What happened?
He was cheating on me with a coworker.
Oh. What?
Oh, wow.
Wow, Tamika. And you and you still know him?
Yes, we have a kid together, so oh. I don't really have a choice.
Oh, no. You got a little girl or boy?
A boy, a 2-year-old.
A 2-year-old.
What's
okay.
his name?
Knox.
Oh, beautiful.
How is this going to work? I mean, this is very fresh, Tamika. I mean, we're talking about you're co-parenting a 2-year-old. He's done what he has done. I mean, this.
When did this happen?
You're going to ask him. Yeah, was it fairly recent? Obviously.
It was last year.
Fresh. Oh, Tamika. Okay.
Well, to come to our party, Tamika, you have to invite your ex. So we might as well give him a call too. We'll get him on the line.
Yeah.
Now, Tamika should do all the talking, I think, guys. It'd be weird if we popped up.
I'm going to sit back.
What, Tamika, what's your ex's name?
Jen.
All right, okay. Jen. I guess spelled G-E-N. So here we go. So, Tamika, we'll leave it with you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I was wondering, do you want to come to a party with me?
A party? What sort of party?
It's a singles party.
What, with you?
Yeah.
Like together?
Yeah.
Like you and me? Like
yeah, you want to go?
I'm going to jump in here, guys. Hey, Jen, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie Jones. It's not just a singles party. It's an ex, thank you, ex party, where you have to come along, but you've got to bring your ex. And you're the ex, so you have to come along.
I have to. All right. Well,
yes.
You're in.
He's coming.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, good on you, Jen. It's the least you could do after what you did.
Well, hey, stay out of it. Evie, Darren.
Yeah, Jen and Tamika, there's a bit of a catch. You've got a kid. Who's going to look after the bubs?
I'll bring him.
What? You?
Yeah, he's my wingman.
No! This is a disaster. Oh, my God.
Knox is your wingman.
So Tamika's coming. Jen is coming. The dynamic, if Tamika sees a cute guy across the room, Jen, I mean, is that not weird?
No, I'll be encouraging it. I'll go on.
Good on you.
Oh, wow.
And Tamika, you're okay if Knox meets Knox.
That's the 2-year-old.
Knox is your son. Would you be okay with that? No. Would you be okay with Jen find someone?
Oh, that's totally fine.
Oh,
see that number 58.
Oh, wow.
You know what? You don't need Knox, Jen, because you've got each other to be wing people.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh,
I am a great single dad.
Oh, good.
He's putting himself out there already.
Great dad, but you're a shit boyfriend.
No!
Okay, there we go. We'll see you both there. Both Tamika and Jen have signed on. Now, if you think you could possibly go through what you just heard then, register right now at fox.com.au. You're welcome to come. It's going to be an awesome night, but you have to bring your ex. It is our thank you ex singles party.
See you there, dudes.
Here at The Fox. See you guys.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Everyone loves a blooper, Evie. Everyone loves a blooper, especially radio bloopers. And I was driving in 2 mornings ago, and I often flick stations because it was actually my turn to do a song. So I switch through and see what songs are on.
Get inspired.
And I went on.
Oh, so you can choose a song to play for your request at 6:30.
Yeah, just you hear some real classics at that time. Fee does the same thing. We often go through.
Great.
And I was listening to Luke Boner. He's on another station, and they were doing a news. And James Royce was crossing live to Luke Boner for the news. And this paints a real good picture because this is James Lake's boss. So James Royce is the boss of James Lake. And it all makes sense. Radio Sensibilities
Oh, so this is how James learns.
This is how James learns.
Luke Boner, the host, crossing to his newsreader, James Royce. Let's hear how it went. I think the problem was Luke didn't really give up. No, I think that might have been part of the problem. Here we go.
You, James, and my goodness gracious me, all eyes today are on the stock market. Hello, James.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm very, very good, James. As I said, all eyes are on the stock market.
Hey, how are you there? I'm not sure if you can hear me there.
Yes, James, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Are you there, James? We'll have to leave it there, unfortunately. 133353 is the telephone number. I need to find a song now, Jess. I need you to sing. No, we don't have James. We don't have James.
Guess what? I don't reckon he has James. Wow. All right, now, guys, here's the thing. I mean, we can have our fun there and say, oh, that was a mistake on another show. Look, we are not immune to these sorts of incidents on our show. Like, for example, exactly the same thing happened with a technical glitch involving a satellite link to Hughesy, Dave Hughes, our very own Dave Hughes. We had a similar challenge. Because it's a Tuesday.
Hughesy.
Hughesy. And Hughesy, apologies because we're getting to a bit late.
Guys,
we
had our
we got you. We got you. Have you
this
got
is
us?
Not good, is it? No one can hear me.
No, oh, we can hear you.
No, we can hear you, mate.
Can you hear us?
I hope you can hear us.
I don't think you can
this
hear us.
This is a disaster.
Should we just let him talk to himself or he'll probably swear? Okay, here we go.
I thought Fred should have got the $10,000. I'm probably not on, am I?
You're on.
No, you're on.
Guys, who I am.
He doesn't hear us.
That's disappointing.
He can't hear us.
I don't know what's going on. I'm really having a one-sided conversation.
How many times?
Now I'm getting really paranoid. Are we still on? Oh, God. All right. That was Hughesy Tuesday. Catch you next week.
There we go. Would you like a few more? I've got a whole library of these. All right, what about
there'll
this
be
one?
A heap of you, surely. This,
well, you know, I've saved those on another file. 3AW's Neil Mitchell was throwing to a caller, Damien, during the election coverage. Unfortunately, he didn't find it too exciting.
He conceded defeat and said he is stepping down as Labor leader, but then ran through the agenda, which was not rejected by the Australian people, wasn't good enough to get them over the line. Hello, Damien. Damien. Is he winding me up or is he really asleep?
He's gone.
AM will do that to you.
One more?
Yeah, go.
All right, here we go.
Keep going to 9 o'clock.
I reckon this one is good.
So good.
Evie, you're new to radio. I think one of the skills you've got to have, even if a caller is a bit rude to you, is you want to keep calm. Unfortunately, Bob Francis, an Adelaide Talkback presenter, doesn't do that.
I will not let you talk. You know, unless you listen to what I've got to say, you will not get a word in.
Is that right?
You're dead right, pal. Now,
yeah.
You know who's in charge here?
Me.
Mwah!
It's not that bitch on the phone, that's for sure.
Oh, really? You're talking about my producer, you rude pig?
You should have heard the language she used on me before.
Because she has the right to do that.
She
when you
gave
use
me an education,
well,
mate.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you an education.
She comes out with
why words. Don't you go and get f***ed your c***? Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Goodness me, I said some rude words there.
No. Yeah, that happened. Don't you get any
Can
ideas.
We do that?
No, we can't.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones, who you loved on Gogglebox, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Another week with Evie. Thank you, Evie.
Thank you, Evie.
Filling
Thanks
in
for having me,
for
boys.
Fief. We love you, and your dogs that come in, they're also quite interesting. Anyway,
Byron, you put up with them very
dogs.
Well.
Best behaved dog
yeah,
I've ever seen.
Beverly in particular.
Beverly just sat there all show.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a pat on the belly, fell asleep.
Very nice. Yeah,
beautiful little
not motion. So sissy should be here, bit big. No,
hey,
more than welcome.
Sizes,
more than welcome.
Byron?
Hey, just quickly before we go, James Lake in the newsroom has had a very
tough day.
Week. Well, tough week.
He has.
His weather forecasts have been well off the mark. What did you say would be the conditions for the peak hour commute, right, which would be right now? What were we meant to be enduring?
So, 6 o'clock this morning, I was forecasting the worst of the wild wind to hit Melbourne ever, this storm.
I just looked out in South Melbourne and there's a lovely couple just having breakfast on the balcony.
Looks quite peaceful.
Never been more still. There's gorgeous sunshine. Look, it's been tough through the week. A series of predictions that none of which happened.
You could almost get a real tan today, Byron.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Wow. Finally.
Well, you know what? We'll shoot one right back from Sam Mack.
Yeah, your nemesis, Sam Mack, probably regarded as Australia's number one weatherman, gold Logie nominee, had this to say to you, James, earlier today.
Hi, James. Sam Mack here. As a TV weatherman, I get it right 99.8% of the times, which I have to say for legal reasons. But I remember chatting about this issue when I visited you guys a couple of months back. I remember Fev was very annoyed. I was annoyed and felt a little disrespected, to be honest, as a part of the weather community. And nothing has changed. You need to understand that you're not only letting yourself down as a broadcaster, but more importantly, you're letting Melbourne down. James, fix it.
Now, right. With that in mind, can you please give us the weekend forecast, please, James?
As accurately as I can, I will tell you that it will rain tomorrow.
So it won't?
There's a chance of a thunderstorm, snow down to 500 metres, and it will be only 11 degrees in
Melbourne.
So it's
going to snow to 500 metres and stop?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it won't get lower than that, yeah.
Right. How's that affect us?
Well, if you want to go to the snow, you don't have to drive as far.
What?
James?
Yeah?
James, fix it.
We're out of here.
Study music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.